Remember that the situation in Libya is very different than a lot of the other revolts or revolutions we've seen with the Arab Spring. This was really NATO-enforced regime change, if you want to be honest about it, pummeling Libya with missiles for months and really sort of dramatically going off to the races with a fairly narrowly focused UN Security Council resolution. And we know very little about the rebels that we're supporting. It's a sort of mixture of very wealthy former regime people, Islamists, and, you know, tribal players. And they're, you know, true to form, they come out and they start talking about how they're going to open it up for Western oil interests, which, you know, a lot of people were being sort of pushed aside when they were talking about the oil interest in Libya at the beginning of this as sort of leftist or anti-war people that will never, you know, reconcile it with anything that the president does. On the other hand, if you look at the New York Times yesterday, there's a huge piece about how the people that the United States has backed in Libya are going to push the oil contracts toward the West and away from, you know, China and Brazil, who were taking a very position in opposition to what the U.S. was doing. The criticism of the president, though, that he didn't act fast enough, I would sort of go at it from a different angle and say that he's sort of implementing the Bush domino agenda in the Middle East. And I think that those people that are criticizing him and saying that he didn't do enough haven't been studying covert U.S. policy. That this president is widely using the CIA, the elite Joint Special Operations Command. There was just a massive airstrike in Yemen this morning where upwards of 30 people were killed. I mean, we've got 6-7 wars going at the same time. So, you know, I think that criticism is ill-founded. If anything, I think we should be questioning if this is the sort of policy the U.S. wants to move forward with, forced regime change. I don't care that Muammar Gaddafi's gone. I mean, I think most of the world's happy to see the guy gone. The issue for me as an American is, how does this comport with our values or sense of international law and order when we can force regime change, even if it's against someone we despise? That's a very slippery slope that under Bush would have, I think, had a lot more pushback.
Governor Dean, you said yesterday